Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay. This half hour is presented by Empathic Practice, and they are responsible for the opinions expressed during this show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Bridget Kay, and we're about to get our zen on. Felipe's here from Empathic Practice. How are you doing today, Felipe?
I'm doing good. Good morning. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day, and you know what I was saying earlier in the week? I was like, it's crazy how the weather can really affect how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's such thing as a seasonal depression. You can see that in northern states or places where people have to deal with harsh winters. There's something about the sunlight and something about the vitamin D and to be outdoors that just puts us in an uplifted mood. So I encourage you, if you can today, just go outside and breathe some fresh air and let the sunshine up on you.
I know. So if you're like, you know, working all day in an office, if you take your lunch break, go outside and eat lunch outside. Just try to do a walk around your building or anything like that. It can really improve your mood. And I know we're going to be talking a lot about change and how to deal with change and how to cope with change. Because, you know, in today's environment, we talk about this every time you come on, and I feel like everybody sounds like a broken record. But, you know, there's so much uncertainty out there. There's so much, you know, so many things that we don't know. We don't know what the fall is going to look like. We don't know, you know, what next year is going to look like. We don't know what our future is going to be. I mean, after this crisis and what else is going on in the world. So I know that can be a lot really overwhelming for people. So I just want you to kind of dive right in to what we were going to talk about today with change.
Well, I think that Pensacola is so inspiring to me. And I'm thinking that I came from a country where we don't have natural disasters. No, all the disasters that we have in Brazil are man-made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And in here, it's about dealing with uncertainty, with hurricane season. It's something that everyone kind of learns how to live in, you know? But we don't express that in other parts of our life. So to me, Pensacola is really inspiring in the sense that so many times people had to deal with unexpected change and restart everything, and we thrive through it. So like a huge storm, you know, change can be painful and can be harsh, but new life sprouts from it, new foundations come from it, and it's stronger and more resilient comes from those storms, because the trees that are strong and growing high, they sustain, you know? So when we talk about change, it's not only what you expect from change, but what are the little steps and the things that you're doing. So when change comes, and will come one way or another in different aspects of life, you are ready to deal and grow from it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I like that you said that, because, you know, my mind goes towards, I mean, there's so much going on, and where it's June 18th, and you said something about hurricane season and disaster, because I was actually in a pretty bad situation with the flood that happened in 2014. And so ever since then, I mean, I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to, you know, storms and the unknown and things like that. So what are some ways that people can kind of deal with that?
I think the most important thing is start separating the things that worry you.
Okay.
There are things that you maybe worry about that you can change, and some others that you cannot.
So I cannot control the weather.
Exactly. But you can prepare for it, right?
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
know if rain is going to come down, but you can carry an umbrella if that is what makes you comfortable. Mm-hmm. Or you can just, like, you know, walk and dance in the rain and let all those sky tears just like go through you and wash your sins away. So, so there are elements of worrisome that are important, because it's an amount of stress, what we call eustress. It's a positive stress that motivates us. So when you look at the uncertainty or what is going to be a change that is going to be provoked, what can you do that even through stress, you can power through it and it motivates you not to the point that is overwhelming. So you're talking about like a flood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go through that and that happens in your house. What can you do so that doesn't happen next time? Can you have sandbags at hand? Can mm-hmm. you move from the location that you do? Or can you have the furniture relocated in a certain way that if that's ever happened again, it's not as harmful as could be and you're not losing everything?
Mm-hmm.
So loss also gives the opportunity to review what we have in our lives that is necessary. And, you know, if something extreme happens, what is that you're going to be carrying with you?
Yeah, exactly. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And I like that you kind of said, you know, there are things you can control to lessen that worry. You know, be prepared and, you know, take the necessary precautions for anything that could happen. But then sometimes I feel like, you know, you just got to live your life. I mean, being prepared and not always having that worry in the back of your head that something bad's going to happen. And I know there are other ways that you can deal with that by, I don't know if it's necessarily like controlling your thoughts or how do I maintain, you know, negative thoughts possibly?
Well, there's such a thing as negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the counterpart where it's positive self-talk. So you can talk with yourself and focus on other aspects. The same rumination that you're doing on bad thoughts or negative aspects of life, you can put that same energy into positive aspects. What is going right in my life right now? What is going on even in this moment right now that I can rely on?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to mindfulness in the sense that coming back to the present moment, even if it's like a random assigned part of your body, but that you can diverge your thoughts and concentrate, train your focus to just get out of that fogness, that the mindset of negativity, and put back into something that it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can concentrate. Doesn't need to be breath work. Can be on the plant of your foot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just right now take 1 second and just focus on the bottom of your feet. You know, how many times do we do that?
Never done that before.
But it's so easy to diverge your mind because immediately as I say that, you bring awareness to that spot that you don't pay attention that often.
Wow.
So bring back to the present, you know?
So there are ways for you to be more mindful and to find your kind of direction besides these breathing practices. Because I feel like I've only ever heard of, you know, breathe in for 4 seconds, you know, let out mm-hmm. the negative energy. Like, and I feel like, okay, I'll do this. But sometimes it doesn't always make me focused. I'll be breathing in, but my mind will still go like, you know, I have this to do, that to do, this email to send, that person to see, I have to go to this dinner, it's Father's Day, like a million different things.
Mm-hmm.
But so just focusing on the one part of your body or bringing it back to kind of center.
Exactly.
Okay, cool,
you're using these attention cues or this visual aids to just recenter yourself, like you say. So whenever your mind is digressing or going to spots where you don't need to spend that energy there, you just bring it back to where it is in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're just like allowing those thoughts to take their course. You know, it's going to be on the background, but I think a good analogy is, you know, the cars in the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We're here sitting in the studio and we can watch the cars come and go, right? You don't need to know everything about each car that goes by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you notice the color, sometimes you see that it's a truck or whatever, but you don't need to know where they're coming from or where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So our thoughts, you know, like you don't need to know where they're coming or where they're going. Sometimes you're just observing them.
Mm-hmm.
And a good way to do that is, again, like just bringing back to the present.
Yeah. So bringing back to the present is probably a good way to kind of deal with everything else that's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, I mean, I found myself being very influenced just by going on, you know, social media and seeing everybody posting this, that, or the other, and opinions from here, opinions from there, and this news, and then that news, and then I feel like we're really inundated with all of these different things of what's going to happen, and we don't know, and yada yada yada, and it can be really taxing on, I feel like, your mental health. I mean, can you agree?
Oh yeah, and it's proved. The APA really acknowledges that and suggest that people take social media breaks.
Yeah.
That take screen time is taken seriously, you know, because we're just overwhelmed and, like, say, flooded with not only information but opinions, imagery, and things that trigger different aspects of our psyche. You know, that changes our mood, that makes us feel really like we're carrying a grudge around because of all these things kind of coming to us and just sticking on. So I need to do like a cleanse in that sense. So
yeah,
how,
totally.
How do you get out of that zone where it's not benefiting you at all? It's not teaching you anything. And you are just inundated with all this, I don't know, other people's energy in one way or another, that it doesn't really connect or belong to you. So it goes back to change, not only the change that is happening in the world or your surroundings, but what are the changes that you bring back to you? Because as much as it's comfortable and familiar to go on social media and you kind of zone out, is that like providing or provoking like a positive change internally to you, or is just like making you like scream with your children because you're kind of mad, or fight with your boyfriend because, you know, like he posted something or his aunt posted something that you didn't agree with? We just are influenced, and that's why influencers exist, and that's kind of weird time to live in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it gives us enough to distance ourselves and to be more in control also of what we consume. It's just we have more options.
I know. And a lot of people, you know, you go on Facebook and they're, I forget, there's a term for them, like screen warriors. Like they'll say whatever it is, like behind the screen, whatever it is. But and it's never some stuff that they would say in person. And then you have this perception of them. And like you said, your friend's aunt posts something and then you automatically think that about that person. And it can be really overwhelming. So taking that social media break is super, I think, beneficial and important for people, for sure. And just going back to change, because I know that's what we wanted to talk about. We talked about, you know, being mindful and things like that. What else should we be doing?
Well, I think going back to an analogy and just think about, you change the channel, you know? So when you're talking about social media or you're talking about what you see on the news, on TV, you just change the channel. Now, we have really the power in our hands right now to consume media in so many different ways. So with streaming and on demand, you can literally stop what you're doing right now. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you know, tune in a different thing.
Yeah.
Although I would love to have a conversation about what we're talking and listen to the opinion of those that don't want. It's your choice, you know, your choice to not have that conversation. It's your choice to go into the direction that you feel that it's not necessarily more comfortable to you, but that you can make more progress from. So I think that right now with all the discussions that are happening, you know, regarding anything from climate change to social issues to healthcare, it is about the position that not you fight for as much as like what are you understanding or learning from the changes that are happening around the world. How is that affecting your life directly, and how are you dealing with that? So go back to the mindfulness aspect or even other coaching tools that you can have, so you can learn how to cope with change in a healthy way.
Yeah. What are some of those coaching tools that you can learn?
Well, you can, like you're talking about breath work.
Yeah.
You know, breath work, like say, it's challenging if you do like once in a lifetime.
Yeah. But if you that's like me. I'm like, oh, I'm stressed. I'll do this now. And then the next time I get stressed, I'll do it again when I need to be doing it on a consistent basis.
It's about consistency. Coaching is action driven, is planning with a client and putting those plans into action. So understanding what is your purpose, what is the purpose of your life, but also how you live purposefully. And I use that as a loaded statement in a sense that we don't need like a greater call in a sense, but we need to find meaning in our actions. So with coaching, you kind of learn to do that. What are your goals? What are you working for? Why are you breathing, kind of thing, you know? It's not just about the breath work,
yeah,
but the reasons behind it. So when we We're looking at change, mindset change, meditation. We're looking at breath work or mindfulness, even leadership coaching. You know, it's mm-hmm. about learning these tools and techniques that you can use as a resource. So when change happens, you know, and the change can be a positive one, you can get a promotion.
Yeah.
And now, how do you deal with the new responsibilities? How do you deal with the new environment and the new employees and the pressure?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the tools. It's like learning how to implement goal setting, implementing consistency, implementing accountability, and just looking at your life and how that is feasible in the lifestyle that you have.
Absolutely. Well, if you do have a question or a comment, you can always give us a call or give us a text at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And we talk about goal setting and these different coaching techniques and mindfulness. But I mean, nothing is going to help you progress unless you actually implement these things into mm-hmm. your daily life. And I think that's also something we should note. It's kind of sometimes we can talk about it, but it's the action of doing it and things like that. So you just have to, I guess, kind of hold yourself accountable, or, you know, get a coach at Empathic Practice and have somebody to keep you accountable or help you with the next steps. Is that kind of what it looks like
exactly.
with your practice, Felipe?
Mm-hmm. At Empathic Practice, we have a number of different coaches. Each one specializes in a different aspect of life. We have coaches that work solely with health, other ones that work with wellness, well-being, and lifestyle. Other ones that are going to coach just regarding how you implement, like, I don't know, yoga exercises, breathing exercises in your life so you can get better at stress management, relaxation, all that. In my case, I work as a transformational mindset coach, which is, again, a mouthful, but it's about that, about reaching out to different mindsets and expand your perspective, if you will. So we work with the client to learn, like, what are they looking for? Again, like the goal setting, and what tools and resources are available mm-hmm. for that. And given the name of our practice, we actually see a lot of people that come to us and say, like, oh, I'm an empath. You know, I have this this feeling that I get other people's energy or vibe just like by being around them.
Uh-huh.
And I feel drained and I don't know what to do that. So then we coach on that as well. And we call that a spiritual life coaching, where you learn tools, meditations, mindset training that allows you to kind of like cut free from those influences. So when you are on social media and then you are seeing all this post, you are not taking that personally or to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're distancing yourself enough from that so you can have a better life. So when your coworker during the water cooler talk is saying, like, spreading some gossip, you know where to stop that and not like kind of feed into the cycle.
Yeah, because it is a practice that you have to learn. It's learned behavior. I mean, snapping out of things and mm-hmm. getting into new routines that you have to do, like I said before, every day. And I mean, you know, I'm talking like there's things that I know that I need to do to be better and to be more mindful, but it's like taking that step to do it.
Well, it's accountability.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to be self-accountable, you know? So this morning when you email me and you say, like, hey, Felipe, we have the show. I'll see you at 10:30. And if I haven't been held accountable there, I would have missed this opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's seeing that also. It's like having a partnership with someone else that wants the best for you, that uh-huh. is loyal to your cause. And together you can find a platform for personal growth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's something we talked a little bit about this last time you were on. I mean, mental health is such a important topic to talk about. And I think, I mean, even like 10 years ago, it was something that, you know, really wasn't brought up very often. I mean, if somebody was going to see a coach or something like that, it was kind of like on the hush hush. People didn't really talk about it. And I think just with recent events and in the recent years, it's become more of a topic of conversation, taking care of your mental health. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be something extremely extreme. I know, for lack of a better word, it can just be, you know, your day-to-day activity and how you're being present. Because I know, I mean, even last year I was like, wow, this year is just flying by, and like, where did the time go? It's because I wasn't present always. And that was one of my goals for 2020 was to be more present. And then, you know, everything happens in the world and it feels like the end of the world, but it's not. I mean, you put so much I don't know, pressure. I feel like we all put so much pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, with technology right now, everything happens very suddenly and fastly, and we just been seeing exponential change.
Yeah.
Through mankind, you know, in the last 100 years, if you think about all the milestones that we reach out as a civilization, there's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
You know, there's more than happened like the 1,000 years before. So it's a lot of technological changes, a lot of psychological changes, sociological changes. So we may be asking too much of ourselves to just like, you know, deal like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to just like remind ourselves that in the lifespan that we have, a lot happens. So it's like, how do you prepare yourself? Just tagging along when we're talking about the idea of mental health care and even coaching, like years ago, if you think about how common was doing coaching for leadership and business coaching, you know, people would do that to improve themselves and perform better as professionals. Now we're seeing that we can use similar skills to be just better humans, you know, be better spouses, better parents, and better children, and just better friends. So I don't see why we wouldn't want to thrive as humans and to just be the best version of ourselves.
Yeah. And I think some people think, you know, I don't need it. I'm so great. I mean, we can all benefit from seeing a mindful coach and being, you know, just have some advice and somebody to talk to. And like, I think our word of the day is change and accountability, because mm-hmm. it's so hard to keep yourself self-accountable.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
And it's not only, you know, looking for someone that is going to give you a response, because like, no, the coach doesn't step on that position. He provokes a change in your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
so you can find answers that are there within you, but maybe you're just not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So say like, you know, first of all, is like learning to listen to yourself, learning to listen to your intuition, your inner voice. And sometimes we're just so busy with all our thoughts
mm-hmm.
that we don't pay attention to that. Like you say, we're not mindful or we're not present.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, we have about a minute and a half left in the program. And I mean, we could talk about this kind of stuff all day long, because I sometimes feel like I get a free coaching session whenever Felipe comes, so I can ask my questions. But it's really good to just, you know, check yourself back into reality and what you're doing minute by minute. So I want to let our listeners know, you know, who you are, where you guys are located, how to get an appointment, all the good stuff.
So give us a call, 850-777-3333. If you were curious or interested in this, schedule a discovery session with me, and we can keep this conversation going, and I can learn more about you, where you are in your journey. If you look at our website, empathicpractice.us, you're going to see what we are all about. We are on 801 East Cervantes Street.
801 East Cervantes Street. They have a sign out there, so you can't miss them. And if you missed any of this segment, it's going to be available on our news radio website. It's also going to be available wherever you stream some of your content. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. And I just want to thank you, Felipe. You do so much for our community too, with some free events and some advice on meditation. I mean, there's so many different things that you guys do at Empathic Practice. So definitely give Felipe a call or any of the coaches over there, and they can set you up with a Zoom conference. Or if you want to come in, they're taking all the precautions to keep everybody safe. So give everybody the number one more time.
850-777-3334. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you. It's such a blast. I'll have this over to you later. Yeah. I hope everybody has a great rest of your Thursday. I am out tomorrow. Davis Allen will be subbing for me, but we have Boat Smart and Frisky Friday tomorrow. So see you back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.